is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Las Vegas. Jeff Bliss returned from Las Vegas with a report on ransomware, hacking, and a very grim weekend without the major electronics in significant hotels. I do not know Las Vegas. Jeff does. Jeff, the news says that MGM is the center of the trouble. What's happened? What do we know so far? And is it okay for people to follow through on their reservations in Las Vegas? Is the town open for business? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The first answer is yes. Vegas is open for business. I know people who are there right now who are not staying at the affected properties. They're elsewhere, and they're having the usual great time that people always expect they're going to have when they're in Vegas. But if you're at some of the MGM properties, the MGM itself, the Aria, the Bellagio, which are all very, very nice properties, you're probably coming up with a lot of delays. And the photos and the videos that are coming from the check-in areas, the lobbies, are just crazy. And if you go into the casinos, many electronic gambling machines, slot machines and such, are also affected by this. There was a hack that happened, I believe, over the weekend, and it impacted MGM. It caused people to be locked out of their rooms. People would be, I guess, even locked in their rooms. And, of course, you know, your check-in system depends on computers these days, from check-in to check-out and all the charges and everything in between. So you can imagine if you are not able to access that, that's a major problem. But an even bigger problem for them is not just the fact that people are being driven away or staying away, but that their gambling machines are down. And we're talking about millions of dollars a day probably that they're losing at all of their properties.
The word ransomware was mentioned in one of the reports I saw. That is someone who has hacked the system, taken possession of your assets, your data, and wants money in exchange. Is that part of the MGM story? Is that somewhere else?
It is part of the MGM story. That's exactly what it is. They're dealing with a ransomware situation by a group called Scattered Spiders. And this group has even contacted journalists and claimed responsibility for both the breaches of the MGM properties, as well as what we found out was breaches at the Caesars Palace of Caesars World properties. In that case, Caesars looked ahead and said, we can't do without this business. We'll go ahead and pay the $15 million ransom. Word is that MGM hasn't paid it yet. They're trying other ways to get around it, but it's costing them dearly.
We move from Las Vegas to Southern California, to Disney. The story at Disney is that they need to cut expenses, overhead. Yes, there's the Screen Actors in sympathy with the Writers Guild, and that affects all television, all business everywhere, movie making. But now, Mr. Iger, who returned after his retirement to take charge of the Disney stock and stockholders, is making decisions about properties that Disney owns. Premier property is ABC. What do we know about ABC for sale, Jeff?
Well, just today, they got an offer from Byron Allen, who's become a media mogul these past few years. He offered $10 billion to buy Disney's ABC television network and cable channels. That includes the FX channel, the National Geographic cable channels, and, you know, under the ABC, regional TV station operator Nexstar Media owns cable news network News Nation. So it's pretty far reaching, and it covers a lot of different areas. But it has people inside the company, quote, freaked out, close quote, and has a lot of people wondering, wow, is that enough? Is he paying enough? But the problem is, they think, is that Disney has to get rid of these. It has to shed these properties and probably some others if it really wants to return to the profitability level it should be at.
I remember an interview that Mr. Iger did when he returned, and he mentioned also ESPN, but that's not part of this deal. That's a separate entity that they own.
That's true. You know, Disney acquired Capital Cities ABC in 95 for $19 billion. And that also included the acquisition of ESPN. It's not part of the ABC sales discussion.
And what we have now is Disney paring itself down to the theme parks and the movies. Is there a vision here, Jeff?
I think there is a vision, one, to return to the brand, and not just in terms of the different properties it owns, but also in terms of what it does with those properties. There's been a feeling that it's been led astray in some areas, both by bad business decisions and by, you know, political or cultural agendas that aren't Disney-centered or not family-centered. They're their main audience. So there's been a real rethinking. And, you know, Iger may very well agree with some of those cultural views or political views, but he has a responsibility, he feels, toward putting Disney on track and restoring it to where it once was. Right now, or at least these past few years, Disney has been kind of scattered, again, on a business side, but it's also been going off in weird directions when you think about what the Disney brand has been all these generations.
Another brand is San Francisco itself, struggling with the weight of doom loop metaphor these last months and years because of the disorder in the streets. Salesforce, the extremely successful international stock and company led by very confident people, has a huge building in San Francisco that Jeff tells me was emptied out during the COVID pandemic, and I don't know if it's returned to pleasure. But in any event, what we're told is that Salesforce is leading a return to San Francisco. How do we interpret this news, Jeff?
Salesforce would like to return San Francisco to its, you know, previous level of prominence or respectability, but they've been having problems just like everybody else in the city has. They not only have this huge building, but they have this economic, you know, power. They're an economic powerhouse in the Bay Area. So they have a CEO named Mark Benioff, who's big time philanthropist. He's a big time leader in civic, in a civic way. I often kind of refer to him as Bruce Wayne or Bruce Wayne's dad, because he's trying to do all these great things for the city while having all these billions and running a big business. But, you know, lately he's been making noise saying, you know, a lot of my people don't want to come back to work here. It's such a mess. The crime, the aggressive panhandling, the problems that come along with, you know, the drugs and the street people and the, you know, the homelessness, it's just getting too much. And every year they have a big conference here called Dreamforce, which brings thousands and thousands of people to the city, brings a lot of money to the city. It's very important to his company. And he's saying, look, I don't know if I want to bring people here anymore. This place is gross. It's, you know, the streets are filthy. There's all kinds of crime. But what happened is the city, knowing about this and knowing all these people were coming there and it was going to be very visible, they went whole hog and cleaned up the area. And so Mark Benioff said, look, I appreciate it. It looks great, but why can't we be like this all the time? So I expect he's going to step forward and do more in that area to push for that. He's been very big when it comes to, like, children's health, pediatric medicine, and some other causes. They just did a big layout for money for schools. I believe he's probably going to do something similar for San Francisco to try to get it back on track, because he, like everybody else, sees that if something isn't corrected soon, that city is doomed, as they say in the doom loop business.
Critter Watch. We have a bear. Where was this, Jeff? And a bear needed to cool off in the heat. What happened?
This is Sierra Madre. Sierra Madre is kind of east, northeast of downtown L.A., up in the foothills there. Very nice neighborhood. I mean, a lot of money. And what we've been seeing throughout the summer, probably because of the heat and some other reasons, the bears have been coming out of the hills, and they've been coming down to people's houses, sometimes ransacking them. Like this bear, he went through a kitchen and ate what he wanted to eat, and then decided, I'm going to go for a swim in the pool there. And so there are all kinds of hilarious videos over the past summer where bears and their cubs just decide to get in the pool and chill out for a while.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.